With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There have been a lot of questions recently posed as to whether or not these times of protests are reminiscent of the protests of the 1960s. While some may want to find similarities, there are mostly a lot of differences. Martin Luther King believed that organized nonviolent protests against Southern segregation, known as Jim Crow, would lead to extensive media coverage of the struggle for black equality and voting rights. Televised footage of the daily deprivation and indignity suffered by Southern blacks and of segregation as violence and harassment of civil rights workers and marchers produced a wave of sympathetic public opinion that convinced the majority of Americans that the civil rights movement was the most important issue in American politics of the day. When King and other civil rights leaders of the day marched for basic human rights, they dressed in suits and ties and marched arm in arm. They were often confronted with high-pressure water jets, clubs, whips, and police dogs. Once again, footage of the police response to demands for basic human rights was broadcast on national television news and dominated the nation's attention, shocking many white Americans and consolidating Americans of all colors, ethnicities, and political orientations behind the civil rights movement. The protest against the Vietnam War saw thousands and thousands of people turning out in streets to lodge their objections. Those protests included people dressed in what could be described as hippie garb, as well as people representing mainstream America of the day. The civil rights protesters and anti-Vietnam War protesters carried American flags. There was no disrespect to the flag, and the only thing anti-war demonstrators burned were their draft cards. Now advance to 2020. Protesters turned out to express their fury at the death of George Floyd. There was no voice of dissent in the nation. Everyone seemed to agree that his death at the knee of a Minneapolis police officer was horrific. Demonstrations broke out all over the country to express anger at Floyd's death. Some of these demonstrators were peaceful. However, some of these demonstrators got into the face of police officers and shouted, cursed, and spit in their faces. Bricks and other projectiles were hurled at the police. Some demonstrators pounced on police cars and set them on fire. Outside agitators wormed their way into the groups of sincere demonstrators and began to initiate a rage of violence. Buildings were burned and looted, and bystanders were attacked with impunity. Confrontations and destruction almost became the norm. The death of Floyd is almost lost in the confrontations. Demands began to emerge that had no connection to Floyd's death. Demands included defunding and eliminating police departments, socialized medicine, free college education, and reparations. The demonstrations became an effort to get all left-wing social and political demands met. And unlike the language of the demonstrators of the 60s, the language of the 2020 demonstrators became angry, filthy, and threatening. As much as people had sympathy toward the anger of George Floyd's violent death, many Americans had a tendency to support police in their efforts to maintain law and order. That is, a safe community for all Americans. Today, the protests are often about rejecting the past, erasing history, substituting a free market capitalist system with socialism. It's no longer about free speech. It's about controlling the level of debate that represents only one point of view. This is not what the civil rights marchers of the 50s and 60s, nor the anti-war demonstrators had in mind. Today, it is a very different mindset, and not a mindset that is offering better choices for this nation. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.